Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I'm going to be talking to you for at least 2 weeks about Jerusalem. Why is it so important to God? Why did Jesus give it as the sign of His coming to set up the millennial kingdom? Why is it so important to Jesus, to God, to the Word, to the nations? And why did Malcolm Heading, the head of the International Christian Embassy, bomb blast, come out against all the nations of this world who boycotted Jerusalem Day? This is how it read in the Jerusalem Post. Evangelicals blast Jerusalem Day boycott. A prominent Jerusalem-based evangelical organization slammed the decision of much of the international community to boycott celebrations marking the 40th anniversary of the reunification of Jerusalem. He called it, quote, a perverse and immoral act. Writing to the mayor of Jerusalem, Malcolm Heading said, "The Jewish restoration to Jerusalem in modern times is one of the clearest cases of historic justice ever, whereby a people longing to return to a land and a holy city from which they were violently uprooted millennia ago finally realized that sustaining dream. Yet due to Arab pressures and threats, the Jewish return to Jerusalem has been perversely turned into an immoral act." The nations boycotted this wonderful prophetic fulfillment that God had prophesied, that Jesus had prophesied almost 2,000 years ago, and the nations, because of Arab pressure, did not attend it, making it, in their estimation, an immoral act. The unabashedly pro-Israel Jerusalem-based evangelical ICE was established in the city in 1980 at a time when foreign embassies were leaving the city to relocate in Tel Aviv. The United States did it. A nation has the right to say where their capital is. Israel says that their capital is Jerusalem. The nations of this world say, we don't recognize it, and so we set up in Tel Aviv. And the United States of America did not recognize the 40th anniversary. They did not recognize what Jesus said would be a sign of His coming. I hope they see some others. Malcolm Heading said, "Jerusalem remains a burdensome stone among the nations as borne out by the decision of much of the international community to boycott this year's Jerusalem Day observances." The mayor said, "Whoever does not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel does not recognize the state of Israel." That's the United States. I wonder if we do. Now, I'm going to read you Jesus' prophecy. This is from Luke 21:24. "And they, the Jews, shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the nations until the times of the nations be fulfilled." Jesus spoke those words in approximately 30 AD. 40 years later, they came to pass when Titus burned the city and burned the temple, and the Jews were carried away captive into all nations, and the Gentile nations, Rome, Greece, Arabs, Muslims, Crusaders, Mamelukes, Turks, they overran Jerusalem until 40 years ago. Exactly. We're celebrating it. It's Jesus' prophecy. It's fulfilled, and we have to point out to it. You notice that Malcolm Heading said, "The nations are stumbling over a burdensome stone." These are the words of Zechariah chapter 12. In Zechariah chapter 12, we have the word of the Lord. I shall read it to you, verse 1. "The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, who stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundation of the earth and formed the spirit of man within him." In other words, cup of trembling, and all the people, the nations round about, they shall be in a siege against Judah and Jerusalem. God says, "I'm going to make Jerusalem," not the whole state of Israel, "Jerusalem, a cup of trembling." This is a cup of reeling, of giddiness, of like an intoxicated man. It's a symbol of judgment. Psalm 75:8, Isaiah 51:21-23, we see that this is a judgment cup. God says the judgment cup that the nations are going to drink from to see if they will go into the next millennium. Will there be an America? Will there be an Iran? Will there be an England? It's going to depend on how and what they do about Jerusalem. Zechariah 12:3, "And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it." There's going to come a day when it comes to the culmination. Actually, at the end of the tribulation period, the Antichrist will have surrounded that city. But until then, how and what do we say about Jerusalem? "In that day, Jerusalem shall be a burdensome stone." The picture here is in the Greek of a huge, huge stone. They used to, in cities, place great big stones. And like they were going to have in the Greek cities, they were going to have a wrestling match. And they would find out who were the heavyweights and who were the lightweights. Well, rather than the scales that we had today, they had different stones. And they would see if they could move them. Now, this is that kind of a stone here, but this one is a jagged one, a sharp one. Who tries to come and uplift this stone and move this stone and say what happens for Jerusalem? They're going to cut themselves to pieces. United States of America, I hope you don't cut yourself to pieces on this stone of Jerusalem when you would not allow our State Department to take part in the anniversary date of Jesus' wondrous prophecy. Oh, how blind you are. I was browsing in an antique shop in Maine, and I noticed a wonderful old book. My daughter Shelley bought it for my birthday that very day. Its yellowed pages have given me much inspiration as well as information about one of my heroes, Abraham Lincoln. It was published in 1908 as a memorial edition issued to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Lincoln's birth. This large volume is unique. The treasures it holds are revealed in its lengthy title, "The Story Life of Lincoln, a biography composed of 500 true stories told by Abraham Lincoln and his friends, selected from all authentic sources and fitted together in order, forming his complete life history," by Wayne Whipple. The following incident so struck me that I emailed this to President George W. Bush, trusting the Lord to get it to him. Lincoln spoke this spiritually sound reasoning just at the start of the Civil War. Quote, "This nation should be on the Lord's side." A member of the church at a reception closed his remarks with the pious hope that the Lord is on our side, speaking about the Civil War. "I am not at all concerned about that," commented the president, "for we know that the Lord is always on the side of the right. But it is my constant anxiety and prayer that I and this nation should be on the Lord's side." Today's explosive world events are not political, they are spiritual. As such, the Lord has a side. It behooves nations and their leaders to be on the Lord's side, the Creator's side. It is not hard to ascertain God's side, for it is clearly revealed in his holy written word, the Bible. The Bible calls Jerusalem the apple of God's eye. The pages of the book are replete with God's will for Jerusalem, the apple of his eye. The terrible Oslo Accords were doomed to failure from their foolhardy beginnings. First, because they were against the revealed will of the Lord for the land, and the ill-advised agreement pushed off until last the Palestinian authorities demand for Jerusalem. My Israeli friends who are conversant with the Bible said from the beginning, that which is meant to bring us peace will bring us war. It did indeed, and it may eventually lead to the final battle of this age, the battle for Jerusalem, Zechariah 12 and 14. Why? What is so special about Jerusalem? For concerning Jerusalem, God speaks judgment upon, quote, the nations which spoiled you, for he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye, Zechariah 8:14. I have long known there was something special about Jerusalem that God knew and Satan knew, but I needed to know more. And so I've studied much about this, and we're going to be talking about it this week and next. Please listen Friday. Don't miss it. We will have a broadcast, a radio broadcast. If you tune in and you don't know what's happening, you're going to hear gunshots, you're going to hear Israeli speaking, but it is the recording that happened that day 40 years ago when the Jews, for the first time in hundreds of years, took Jerusalem into their own hands. We have a broadcast of it, and we want you to listen to it. It will thrill you. Tell people to listen in on Friday. I'm offering this week and next two books. The one I'll talk about today is Lester Sumrall's Jerusalem, Where Empires Die. It's a special price, $5. All the huge big empires died and swiveled to nothing when they touched the apple of God's eye. That is $5. It's called Jerusalem, Where Empires Die by Lester Sumrall. Call us to order it at 1-800-972-3447. It's only $5 plus shipping. I wanted to remind you of some of the things that we're having and that we want you to be with us. Be sure to send your children, your young people, your youth to our great meeting here in Branson, which they all love, with Chip Brim and others, including me. And they get to take part in all of Branson's activities and have wonderful spiritual time. Call us about Champions for Christ and that youth meeting at the end of July. I want to invite you to join me in a study of what's happening in Israel, one that's close up and personal. You and I'll spend the whole day together for a week, August 14th through 17. We call it the study of the prophets. The book of Ezekiel will be our main book, but you call us and enroll. You have to register and enroll. Call us, be sure, at 1-800-972-3447 or write us, Box 40 Branson, 65615. Or go online, billybrim.org. Please listen Friday. Don't miss it. This is Billy Brim. Shalom till next time.